Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Lebo to receive the second half kickoff. An end-over-end kick by Cal Kohlmeyer. Fielded at the 10 by Kyle Reese. He will push his way all the way to the 31-yard line before being brought down by a pack of Bulldogs.
That was a
first and 10 now for Lebo at their own 31-yard line, trailing things by 12.
That was a great start here for Lebo. They didn't have that much momentum on the kickoffs there in the first half. That's going to be a big confidence booster moving forward here.
28-16, our score. First possession of the second half, going in motion, Landon Grimmett. Going to be a read option. Handoff taken by Corey Reese. Has 5 yards, has 10, has 15 before being pushed out of bounds. Nice rush there by Corey Reese. Actually call it a gain of 12 before he was knocked out of bounds.
That's what I was talking about. They really started to build their confidence. They've got the legs moving. Now you can't let up here. Much different start than what we saw in the first half, where they really couldn't get any offense get really going till late in the first and second quarters.
Do have a final score update from Madison and Hartford, 46-0, the halftime final score in that one.
Sounds like the Madison of old there is starting to click a little bit more.
So fresh set of downs now for Lebo. Inside Chase County territory at the 38-yard line, first and 10. Kyle Reese in a shotgun formation with Corey. Now going in motion, Landon Grimmett. And it looks like he did not get it off before the play clock expired. So that'll be a delay game. Penalty number five, for Lebo.
And again, I've talked about this. This is where you start to see things kind of fall apart is when you have those small little mistakes that disrupt your momentum. It really only takes one. See if Lebo can shake that off and kind of keep the progress moving forward.
So first and 15 now back into Lebo territory at their own 37-yard line. Going in motion, Landon Grimmett going behind Reese and Reese. Kyle will keep it on a read option, trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He'll make it to midfield, but bring up a second and 13.
I think that was Corey setting the block there up front for Kyle, and I think they just miscommunicated a little bit and they collided, and that stopped Kyle's forward momentum. Once again, shake it off. You still had some positive yardage on that one. Not quite where you want to be, but it's better than going backwards.
Second and long now. Ball at midfield. Lebo trying to get within one score. They trail things by 12, 28-16. Largest lead of the night for Chase County was 20. Reese, swing pass over to Corey Reese, but just an excellent form tackle by Cal Kohlmeyer over here on the near side. Going to be a loss of about 7 on the play. Bring up third and long from Lebo's 35-yard line.
Cal Kohlmeyer did a great job of stopping the momentum for the most part, going up high, and then in came Brock Griffin to take out the legs there. That was a good 1-2 punch combination by the Chase County defense.
So now 6 out of 9 passing is Kyle Reese, only 10 yards through the air. So he's getting some passes completed, but just a good coverage by the Chase County, not letting anything get behind him. Kyle Reese looking to go deep. He's got Grayson Shoemaker coming up, trying to deflect the pass.
Yeah,
is Tag Groh, but did not make a play on the ball. If he would have turned his head, that would have been all an excellent play by Groh. But that's going to be a pass interference penalty. Won't be enough for a first down. I don't believe that's an automatic first down in the high school ranks.
And we got an injured Wolf down in the backfield. Trying to see who that is. It looks like that's Austin Bailey.
You hope it looks like it might just be a cramp.
That's
They're
good.
Going straight to it. So that's that's a live-and-die situation there for the Lebo Wolves on their offense and defensive fronts, you know, with the All-State player in Bailey.
Back to that play, though, the pass interference, right call by the official there, as you mentioned. If he had turned his head and looked like he was trying to make an interception or deflect the ball in some way, they're having a conversation with the officials, the Chase County players. But it's just kind of a minor mistake there. Always make sure that you turn your head towards the ball. Don't just go body to body, and that's all he did was he went chest to chest and knocked him a good 4 feet maybe. out of the way.
So the 15-yard penalty is enforced. It will bring up a third and short, third and two for the Lebo Wolves at the 30-yard line of Chase County as Bailey is walking it off.
Back to my earlier point, penalties can make a huge difference. It looked like right there Chase County was going to get a huge stop on this drive where Lebo was starting to pick up some momentum. Right there, just a simple misread, a simple little mistake on the Bulldogs' end, and Lebo's right back in the hunt, as it were, for some points. So good on Lebo for kind of maintaining their composure there after two plays that set them back pretty far.
Lebo trying to get that momentum to swing their way. They got it when they scored and got a stop by the clock to head into the halftime. As they're trying to crawl back in here, they trailed things 12-0 in the first quarter before getting a score right at the end of the break or end of that first quarter. So that's the closest they have been is 4 points ever since Chase County has started scoring.
And you make sure they're all on the same page on this drive, or at least on this play.
But that was an adjustment on that previous play that got that penalty. You know, it looked like Chase County was playing a little bit more bump and run, and Reese took advantage of it. Going to be a read option here on the near side. Reese, good block on the near side. We pushed out of bounds just past the 20-yard line. So it'll be good enough for a first down. They're going to say he was out at the 15.
Corey Reese, want to give some credit to him there, too. He got the block for his brother once again, opened that seam off to the right side. And here's the thing. He pushed, he moved, but he didn't grab on and hold. That was good because we've seen that set the Wolves back a few times here. A couple holding penalties and some face masks. Corey kind of letting history be a good teacher there and letting up when he should have. Good job by Corey Reese.
9:54 to go in the third quarter. First possession of the second half for Lebo. Trailing things 28-16, but they have a red zone opportunity now. Ball in the near hash. Under center is Kyle Reese at the 15-yard line. It'll be a toss sweep to his brother Corey. Trying to get a block is Kyle. Breaks a tackle is Corey, but before being wrapped up out of bounds after a gain of about three, maybe four.
You might be able to hear that. Lebo coaches up here mentioning needs to follow his brother a little bit more. I think he got a little bit outside of the
patience.
Yeah.
Patience.
Let the play develop.
Let it develop just a little bit. Let Kyle get that block on there, and it could be going for a lot more than just 4 yards.
Yeah, absolutely.
But a second and six upcoming for Lebo at the 12-yard line. Kyle Reese will go under center again. Tight end set on the right side. Reese will just go right up the gut with the quarterback keeper. We'll get about half that is needed. We'll get up to the 9-yard line.
Sixth play upcoming on this drive so far. Lebo's shortest drive was 6 plays. That one ending with a 22-yard touchdown run by Kyle Reese.
So 3rd and 4. At the 10-yard line of Chase County for Lebo. 3.5 minutes with the ball so far here to start the second half. We mentioned in the first half kind of some methodical drives, not really looking for the home run shots, but just trying to get 3 to 4 yards on every play to keep these drives alive.
Mm-hmm.
Pistol set for Reese. Reese rolling to his right. Going to be a design run, gets a block, gets enough for a first down, going to be just shy. No, they're going to call. He was into the end zone.
Yes, he was.
So a 10-yard scamper for Kyle Reese makes it 28-22, Reese's third rushing score of the evening.
And again, big block there by Corey Reese, really asserting his dominance there. Opening up the hole for his brother to scamper through, got tangled up, but still managed to drag the defenders with him into the end zone. Good combination there by the Reese brothers.
Lebo will go for two. Kyle Reese and Corey, the lone members in the backfield. Grimmett, receiver up top. Shoemaker, the receiver here on the near side, rolling to his left, going to try and keep it, going to be brought down, an excellent tackle by Cal Kuhlmeier to stop him short, but it's a 6-point advantage still for Chase County. 8:09 to play in the third, 28-22 our score after the 10-yard scamper by Kyle Reese.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Citizens State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. The Heidi Inn. Check out their daily specials, including Monday Tacos, on 3rd Street next to the tracks in Lebo. Go Wolves! Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Kyle Reese has it teed up at his own 30-yard line after cutting the gap to only 6. 28-22 now our score. 8:09 to play in the third. So two scores now in a row for Lebo as they trailed by 20, 28-8 late in the first half. End over end kick received by Brock Griffin, trying to find a seam, but he brought down by Kyle Reese at the 34-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over with a first and 10. Actually, they're going to say he got tackled at the 35. So Lebo needing a big stop here. Of course, before the half, Brody Vandegrift elected just to let the clock run out before trying to get a end of the first half score. And that was the only time Chase County's been stopped offensively.
Well, and it was probably a smart strategy, too, because when you realize you're racing the clock there, small mistakes can happen. Turnovers often result from that.
Ball here on the near hash. Bunch set for Butke. Butke takes the snap. Design run, but read perfectly by the men up front. Looked like he was met initially there by Lebo, by Zach Oswald, the freshman, coming up big so far. He's a big old boy there, Tegan.
Yes, he is.
We might be saying his name for a while this next 4 years for Lebo. He's the biggest one out there on that line.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty sure if I walk down there, I'm not a small guy, but I'd have to look up at him.
You know, Tegan, the last couple of years what you've done, you've always picked some kid to kind of wrestle with, you know. And I'm going to be Zach Oswald's going to be my pick to see if you can take that big old boy
down.
Yeah,
you know, my wrestling days are far behind me, Michael. I think we'll just let that die right there.
But it was a 2-yard rush, though, by Butke. But it could have went for a lot more if it not for Oswald. Going in motion is Brock Griffin. Addison Smith showing a blitz, but before Butke snaps, he has a delay of game. So that's Brody Vandegrift barking at his second-year quarterback, saying you must be aware that you must read that back judge, as that's the third penalty for Chase County.
First one to come for a delay of game. The last two were either holding or some sort of infraction.
So that pushes them back. Actually, that's their fourth penalty if you count the kick out of bounds by Kohlmeier there earlier in the second quarter.
Thank you for keeping me honest.
So 6:55 and counting here in the third. Chase County has seen their lead trimmed to only 6, 28-22. Going in motion is Kohlmeier. Going to be a design run by Butke. Gets to the outside, but good contain by Kyle Reese. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more. Call it a gain of 4 on the rush by Butke.
Kyle Reese did a great job of muscling Butke to the ground. Now, here's the thing that I do want to say. They're doing a great job of shutting down this offense, are the Lebo Wolves, but don't forget your basics. We saw Oswald just a little bit ago. Instead of trying to go high and stop the run right up top, he went down low, tied up the legs, and it stopped that momentum pretty dead. You don't want to forget those basics and start thinking you can just muscle them around again. They tried that in the first half, and it didn't always pay off.
Third and long for Butke and company. Ball just at the 36 of his own. Going to be a design run. It's just a cute quarterback draw. One man to meet. He's got him. He's out to the races. Breaks one tackle. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Mitchell Butke, just when Lebo thought they had all the momentum on their side, the junior quarterback breaks free for a 44-yard rush. His fifth total touchdown on the night, his third on the ground.
Well, and, you know, I was saying right there, the one thing I did not see from the Lebo defense was a low tackle until he was already too far out of reach. Everybody went up high again, tried to muscle him around. They did it the last two plays, and I think they just thought that was what they were going to be able to do, is push around Chase County, and they fought back on that one.
The chess match continues. Yeah. As it looked like Chase County was going to pass. They kind of spread him out, and Lebo went with those receivers, and the quarterback draw was wide open. Now Butke into the end zone for two extra points, so makes it 36-22. 5:54 to play in this third quarter. Chase County saying, not so fast. We still have this game in hold as of right now.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Faced with a third and long in his own territory, junior quarterback Mitchell Butke designs a quarterback draw that goes to the house to re-extend the lead to 14. 36-22 is our score. 5:44 to play in this third quarter.
Only two drives so far here in this third quarter, which is already over halfway done in both of those scoring drives, as Kyle Reese went in for 10 yards. Budke answers with 44.
Colmeyer has it teed up. Going to be a pooch kick. Going to bounce a few times and be recovered by Andrew Conrad at the 25-yard line. So Conrad had it at the 25-yard line, and that's where the Wolves will have a first and 10. Let the shootout begin, Tegan.
Yeah, I remember this feeling from 2 years ago. I believe it was Lebo had it. It seemed like in firm control towards the home stretch.
It was Chase County.
It was Chase County, you're correct.
Lebo that mounted the comeback and really catapulted themselves into that really, really tight district play. Yeah. And that helped them make the playoffs.
Well, and right now Chase County is trying to be very cautious, making sure that they're not missing any assignments. They don't want a repeat of history.
But this game almost has like a tilt here, feels like.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, you know, kind of started a little bit slow on the scoring side of things, but now it's really starting to kind of ramp up a little bit. Going to be a sweep taken by Grayson Shoemaker. Breaks a tackle, spin move, trying to get into that first down. Really pushing for more, but he will take the gain of 9 on the rush.
Well, I think he knew he wasn't going to get much more out of it, but he didn't stop, and that's what you want to see from your players. If you're Coach Hadley, you want to see them still fighting for that one extra inch, even if they know they're not going to get it.
I'll stand corrected. That was Addison Smith on that sweep.
This is right around the time where Coach Vandergriff kind of talked about he felt like his team really clicked after a slow start last week. It seems like they're starting to maybe crumble just a little bit defensively. I don't know if crumble's the right word, but maybe starting to bend a little too much, as Lebo's having some pretty solid snaps here.
Quick pass over on the far side to Landon Grimmett, trying to get that first down. He's going to be stopped short, though. It's going to be actually right at the sticks. But there's going to be third down, so maybe a half-yard pass by Kyle Reese.
The junior Dominic Cothers able to get through the offensive line, come off to the right side, the left side. Didn't get the tackle, but he was able to bump him enough just to stop that forward momentum, enough to let his teammates jump in and stop the play.
Third and short for the Lebo Wolves from their own 34-yard line, trailing things by 14. It'll be a shotgun snap, and we're going to have an official blowing the whistle. Looks like maybe it's for equipment, as Mitchell Butke's running over to the sideline. He'll be substituted out by Rhett Rayer.
Mitch Butke got busted up on the nose. He's bleeding pretty good.
A lot of blood coming out of that nose right now. So
That's not a good feeling. Been there
so
before.
So see if Lebo will take advantage with Butke on the sideline. Third and short, shotgun snap taken by Kyle Reese. Going to be a read option kept by Kyle Reese. Force his way for a 5-yard rush and a fresh set of downs.
Might have another cramp over near the Lebo sideline.
No, no, no. That was just some, I want to call it extracurricular activities, but that defense, that offensive lineman got swung down like a rag doll by that defensive lineman. So I don't know if we're going to have a timeout taken by Brody Vandegrift trying to get Butke cleaned up, knowing the importance of having his star junior linebacker out there. But a fresh set of downs for Kyle Reese and company. First and 10 now from their own 38-yard line. We'll stay right here with you with the timeout taken by Vandegrift. 4:03 to play in this third, 36-22 our score. Sorry, Tech.
No, my apologies. That's an early time to take this timeout, too, especially in a game like this where you realize it could come down to the wire. I mean, you got a 36-22 point lead, but that's Lebo's got a chance to answer back here.
But it's exactly what he wanted to do. As Butke's got his helmet back on, gotten the nosebleed corrected, and that's exactly what Vandegrift wanted to do. Get his star linebacker out there, sensing that Lebo was going to try and attack that weakness at all possible.
I just have to say, the only time I've seen blood come from a nose like that was when you had a broken nose. And if that's the case for Mitch Butke, man, give him credit, because, I mean, when you do something like that, I don't know if you've ever broken your nose before, but when that happens, your eyes water up, you can't really see very clearly, and, I mean, it's just constant pain. So big ups to Mitch if that is the case.
So first and 10, 38-yard line for Lebo. Shotgun set, two receivers up top, one here on the near side. And we're going to have a false start. Oh. Andrew Conrad, the receiver here on the near side, just got a little anxious to get out there. The freshman false started right in front of that near sideline official.
And I think that was a desire to not let the momentum cool down. He just wanted to get off that snap as quick as he possibly could, and he just mistimed it a little bit. Got moving a little bit before the ball ever left the center's hands, and unfortunately that's going to happen sometimes, again, when you can kind of taste the mountain peak, as it were.
So first and 15 now from the 24-yard line. Dropping back to pass is Reese. He looks to the near sideline, will break the pocket and run. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage before being driven back by Butke. And that was a statement tackle there. So it was, call it a gain of about 7 on the rush.
Positive yardage, but man, Butke sent a message there. He was seeing red, and it wasn't just the blood coming from his nose either. That had a point behind it.
So brings up second and 8 now. Under 3 to play in the third. 36-22 our score. Ball just shy of the near hash. Be a shotgun set, two receivers up top, and Grimmett and Shoemaker. Conrad, the lone receiver here on the near side. Reese and Reese in the backfield. Kyle dropping back to pass, looking for a swing pass to his brother Corey. He'll get it. Gets past the line of scrimmage before being pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 2. We'll bring up 3rd and 6 inside Chase County territory at the 38-yard line.
This will be the 6th play of the drive, tied for the shortest of the night. A 3-way tie here for Lebo. But, interesting point, the last time they went 6 drives, they scored. So, last two six-play drives for Lebo ended with points on the board. See if they can repeat history here.
3rd and 6 for the Wolves. 2:29 on the clock. Landing Grimmett going in motion. We're going to have a flag on the snap. Looked like it'll be a legal procedure on the Wolves. So, once again, pushing back 5 more yards for penalty number 7.
The old term, shooting yourself in the foot.
So brings up 3rd and 11 now, back into Lebo territory at the 38-yard line. So usually with that, it's just trying to make sure you're on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, which receiver was off and which one was on, and they did not have enough men on the line of scrimmage.
Got to shake it off, get back to the line, and get set.
Third and 11 now. Kyle Reese under center. Corey Reese, the lone tailback. Kyle takes the snap. Going to be play action bootleg to the right. Got Dominic Reisner at the first down marker at the 30. That is a huge conversion. It was bobbled a little bit, but he got it confirmed into his hands right before he went out of bounds. So call it a gain of 12 on the pass.
I think Reisner might have cramped up a little bit there on the catch, but still managed to carry through. Once again, good job by Lebo shaking off the penalty and shaking off the setbacks to make something happen. You got to make sure that you're able to just plow forward. Doing a great job. Now, avoid any miscues or any misunderstandings. You're in good position.
First and 10 for the Wolves at the Chase County 30-yard line. 2:19 left to go in this third quarter. Under center is Kyle Reese. Going to be a toss sweep to his brother Corey. Corey trying to get to the outside. Makes one man miss before being pushed out of bounds after a gain of about one, maybe two.
Chase County, they're trying to bring them down in bounds because 2:11 left to go here in the third quarter. They want to get into that fourth because they realize even if Lebo scores, they get the ball back and they could really run some clock there. They want to get as close to the fourth quarter as they possibly can as they still a good lead here, but not quite where they want it to be.
So second and 9 from the 29 for Lebo. Play call kind of coming in late here as they break their huddle. Under 10 on the play clock. Now 5. Reese with the snap. Going to be a pass over to Shoemaker. Did it hit the ground first?
That's what Vandegrift is saying. Yep, that's what they're going to
call. Called it incomplete.
Ninth play of the drive coming up here.
So it was a little short over the Shoemaker. So third and long, 9 yards to go. First down marker is at the 20 of Chase County.
Any play that's gone past six, or any drive, I should say, sorry, that's gone past six plays in this ball game for Lebo has been almost, our apologies, any drive that's gone past eight plays has been unsuccessful for the Wolves here tonight.
Third and 9 from the 29. 2:04 to play in the third. Going in motion, Landon Grimmett. Going to be a read option kept by Kyle Reese. He's got the edge. He's at the 20. Now 10, 5.
Oh!
Makes a tackle. Bulls over one. Into the end zone for 6. A 29-yard score.
Wow.
Really lowering the boom.
Yeah.
To the defender of Chase County. And that was a huge, huge score. For Lebo.
Nicely done, Kyle Reese. Gave him a little shoulder check there and sent him flying. And I think that's what Coach Hadley's been wanting to see a little bit, a little more of that ferocity. Now they have a chance to cut this lead down to 6.
Looked like it was Micah Cawthers that was trying to tackle him up high, and you better get low. Reese is going to bring the boom.
Micah, so bless you. But oof.
A big, big conversion here. 36-28 our score. Looking for two more points is Reese. Breaks a tackle. Does he break the plane?
That's what one of
he does.
Plane. Yep.
36-30 now our score. 1:54 to go. A 29-yard rush on third and long by Kyle Reese. Reignites some momentum onto Lebo's side. 1:54 to go in the third. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to BrianFillinger.com.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 36-30 now our score. And a big, big touchdown there by Kyle Reese. He's a gamer. But there's some gamers on the other side, too. Of course, it looked like Chase County was going to be stopped on their previous drive. That real long third and long for the Bulldogs before Butke went 44 yards for that score on their previous drive. But like we said earlier, Tegan, This game kind of started slow,
mm-hmm.
but get the guns out. It's high noon, and the shootout out has begun.
Well, and I mentioned that it's also a track meet because Budke and Reese have both been doing a lot with their legs here so far in this ball game. And I said if they got the room to maneuver, they got the room to move, we were going to see that from these two. I mean, both highly skilled runners. Again, Reese, a running back for the last 3 years up to this point, so you know he can carry the ball and he can do it effectively. And, of course, Mitch Budke, 1,000 yards rushing last year, over 1,000 yards rushing. I think you just knew this was going to be one of those games where it could be the air or the ground, but the ground game has really been effective for both teams.
Reese, the kick, end over end, going to be
great
fielded
kick
by Brock Griffin at his 5. Little fumble there. Picks it up nicely, ahead of steam now at the 25-30. Looking for a seam, but trips over his own foot before being brought down at the 35-yard line. So good field position once again for Chase County.
Yeah. Only one guy touched him the whole way, and I think that's what kind of caused him to lose his balance a little bit. Tried to regain it, but that was a big save there for Lebo. That could have been a disaster.
He was running out of space here on the near sideline, but it was basically one man to beat if he does not catch his feet together.
We've seen him cut back a few times and make the most of it.
So a big drive here for Chase County. Pivotal drive here for both of these teams. Can Lebo get a stop? Can Chase County keep up the scoring? 36-30, our score. Chase County has led this entirety of this ballgame. 1:45 to go in the third. Budke will keep it and met at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Lebo again starting to hit with more purpose. It's very interesting. The last few times that they've gotten close to that lead, they really start out strong defensively, shutting down everything, and then it's just one little play kind of blows it open for Chase County. Lebo's hoping to avoid a repeat of history here. Try and maybe get a three and out if possible.
They're going to call a yard gain there on the rush by Budke. So second and 9 from the 36-yard line. 1 minute to play here in the third. 6-point advantage for the Chase County Bulldogs. Lone set, but going in motion is Brock Griffin. Low snap, but fielded cleanly by Budke. Going to try and break the broken play, and he is tripped over by the midfield, but he will have a rush of 7 on the gain, so brings up 3rd and 2 inside Lebo territory for Chase County.
That's the second time that Chase County has literally tripped over their own feet when they had an opportunity to really break open the play and get down the field. Again, it's the little things, Mike. I mean, seriously, when you get to a point like this, small little things can often lead to big outcomes.
So 3rd and 2 for the Bulldogs at Lebo's 37-yard line. First down's the 35. Under center is Budke. Hard count. The cadence worked. Encroachment on the Wolves, a 5-yard penalty, and that'll be enough for a fresh set of downs and another penalty. They're just, 5 yards.
Yep.
Most of these have been 5 yards for the Wolves, but going back to just kind of shooting themselves in the foot.
I said it right before that happened. Small mistakes, big outcomes. Small mistake by Lebo, big result there for Chase County. That is the 8th penalty for Lebo in this ballgame.
And that will conclude our third quarter. So 36-30, we find ourselves. Chase County with the ball, with a 6-point advantage as we head into the 4th and final quarter of play. We'll take a quick break on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions in the Flint Hills area. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scotch Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, 36-30 our score. Chase County has led the entirety of this ball game, and they're looking to add to that lead. They are faced with a first and 10 from Lebo's 32-yard line. Just before we concluded that third quarter, mm-hmm. we had a encroachment penalty on a third down play for Chase County.
It really put things in favor for the Bulldogs here.
A read option taken by Brock Griffin. Brock Griffin makes one man miss, but a heavy hit there by Kyle Reese after a gain of 5 yards by Brock Griffin.
I'm going to politely contradict you on that one. I don't think he actually made a miss. He got his foot pulled up there, got tripped up. That's what led to him getting spun like a top when he got hit by that second defender. So didn't get all of it, but was able to disrupt the cadence and the rhythm of Griffin enough to help bring him down ultimately.
So second and a long five as Butke is under center. Be a handoff taken by, I think that was Kohlmeier.
Yeah.
He got
his bell rung.
Huge hit by Kyle Reese.
Sheesh.
So Kohlmeier's a big old boy, but Kyle Reese, he's bringing the boom.
Oh, and
so stops him short of a first down, but it's third and short now, third and two.
You know it's a hard hit when you lose your mouthpiece.
From the 25-yard line.
Kohlmeier's mouthpiece got knocked out.
You know, when you're kind of big, you don't really – he was kind of running up above. And that kind of, you know.
Hey, good on him. I got right back up. I tell you right now, if I got hit like that, you'd be carting me off. That was lowering the boom.
He'll learn to run with his pads a little bit lower.
Yeah, that's a good learner.
Third and short now for Chase County, 10:50 and counting. Shotgun set for Butke. Two receivers up top. He'll go to the left, and they're going to have a false start. One of those receivers up top moved early. So just as they were benefited for some five-yard penalties, they're going to have to make an even longer third-down conversion if they want to keep this drive alive. It'll be pushed back 5 yards. So it brings up a third and a long seven, call it eight.
My memory serves me correctly. I don't think Chase County has missed on a third-down conversion so far this ball game.
I try and keep as much stats as I can, but that's one that I've yet to do. So, you know, maybe if we get an intern up here one of these days, maybe he can be kind of, you know.
Might be able to do more stats than what we do now.
Stats than we got need here. So.
Yeah.
Butke in a lone set, trips to his right. He'll go to the right, and read perfectly and brought down. Who came through that line trying to get a number? But Corey Reese with a huge stop to get Butke down. He got some positive yards. It'll bring up a fourth and six. But Corey Reese getting to the backfield and stopping Butke.
You go for it here. I mean.
Oh, you have to.
Up by,
you're
up by six
inside
in the fourth.
The 30.
Yeah, you go for it, no doubt.
But can Lebo get a huge, huge stop?
Well, and just pointing out, this would be the first stop that Lebo has gotten with
true,
time
Tegan.
Still on the clock.
That's very true.
That's a big, big, big win for them.
Trips to the right once again. Butke going to be pressured, gets the ball off, throws it up, and it's going to be short. Intended receiver.
Huge stop.
There near the near sideline was Dominic Cothers, but a turnover on downs for Lebo. And they're trailing only by six, so a touchdown and conversion will give them their first lead in the ball game. They've got momentum on their side with that first stop defensively against the Bulldogs. Well, momentum has shifted in this one.
And here's the thing. Chase County hasn't been able to stop Lebo so far this second half. That was just a blown assignment on the left side. There was nobody blocking for Butke. It gave him nowhere. It really gave him little time to make a decision. Could come back to haunt them.
Reese in a pistol set. Actually looks like he's going to get underneath the center. Double tight is the set. Corey Reese, the lone tailback. 9:45 to go in the fourth. Going to be a toss sweep to Corey Reese. Kind of waiting for those blocks to develop. He'll get maybe three, maybe four. The pile is pushing forward on that far sideline. Looks like they'll give him about five after forward progress was stopped.
Interesting point. That's also the first drive of the second half that it did not end with points on the board. As Lebo opened the scoring here in the second with a 10-yard touchdown run by Kyle Reese. Budke answered that 44-yard dash to the end zone, and then a 29-yard touchdown run by Reese once again. The quarterback's really falling out.
There's a few plays that I think Lebo would love to have back.
Oh, absolutely.
Take back the fake punt on their first drive inside Chase County's 20 that set up Chase County with short field, or the Addison Smith just where he forgot to knock it down, and that was a touchdown for Chase County. Those they'd much different ball game if that's turned around. Corey Reese trying to get that first down. Does he get it? Going to be close. Looks like he's got enough. Inside Chase County territory to the 39-yard line. A gain of about 7. And we've got a timeout on the play. Looks like taken by Brody Vandegrift. That's his second timeout.
Yep.
So he's only left with one. With 8:45 left to go in this ball game, he's holding on to a 6-point advantage. But the Wolves are starting to put a drive together. They're inside Chase County territory with a fresh set of downs at the 39-yard line.
And honestly, 8:45 left to go, depending on how much clock Lebo takes out on this drive. This could be the pivotal moment of this ball game. This could be the make or break.
36-30 our score. 8:45 to play in this ball game. Chase County has led throughout. They got out to an early 12-0 advantage with 4:58 to play in the first quarter before Lebo answered, made it 12-8, and then they rattled off two straight scores in the first half that made it 28-8 with 3:42 to play, and then a score by the Wolves right shy of halftime made it 28-16. That was our halftime score.
Yeah.
And Lebo caught within 6 before a quick score by Chase County, and that's where we find our find ourselves 36-30.
Well, and right now, this second half, it's been all Reese and Budke as they've scored for both their teams. Reese has 2, Budke has 1 here in the second half. Budke with 5 touchdowns on the night. Hasn't really been able to get going here in the later half of the second.
First and 10, ball in the near hash. 39-yard line of Chase County. Under center is Kyle Reese. Corey Reese, the lone back in a double tight set. And looks like one of the guys over there on the far side just jumped a little early. Ready to go. So it's going to be another 5-yard false start. That's penalty number 9, I believe, on the Wolves.
Approaching double digits here. Chase County still with just 4. And again, small mistakes, big results.
It's little things.
Yep.
4 returning starters, only 3 of them out there tonight. So that pushes them back in their own territory, 1st and 15 from their 36-yard line. Double tight set. Under center is Reese. Kyle will have his brother Corey in the backfield. Takes a snap, going to go right up the gut. Trying to find Isaac Durst's hole right through that A-gap. We'll get about 4 back. We'll bring up a 2nd and 11 from midfield. Reese now to 100, or Kyle Reese up to 150 yards rushing on 19 carries tonight.
Not a bad night.
Does the workhorse have some more in him? To at least tie this ball game, if not take the lead. 2nd and 11 from the 40-yard line. Under center, double tight set. Corey Reese, the lone back. Taking their time. Going to be a sweep to the right. Corey has it, and he just read in the backfield. We do have a marker on the far side. I don't know if they had enough on the line of scrimmage. Oh, nope, it's going to be a hold on the rush, so even worse. So 10 yards from the line of scrimmage is where the flag's at, so push them back even more as their 10th penalty is a 10-yard loss.
And again, it's looking more and more like that's going to be the story here is who made the last mistake, and right now it's Lebo.
So just when you thought they were ready to capture the moment, they've had a multitude of penalties on this drive alone. And now they're faced with a 2nd and 21 from their own 30-yard line when they are inside Chase County's territory just a few plays ago. 7.5 to play in this ball game. Lebo trailing things by 6, 36-30. Chase County has led the entirety of this ballgame. Going to have a bunch set over here on the near side. Kyle Reese, the lone set shotgun, dropping back the pass. Pocket collapsing. He'll just drop it and run. He's at the original line of scrimmage. Now first down. Breaks one tackle but loses the ball. Ball is loose. Who's going to fall on it? There's a multitude of Chase County Bulldogs. Who's on the bottom of the pile?
This could be it.
The ball is at the 23-yard line of Chase County, and Chase County with the ball. Kyle Reese got kind of lackadaisical trying to make that spin move. Did not have that ball tucked tight to his chest. And that is our first turnover of the ball game. And a big one at that. It was a huge first down conversion.
Wow.
A run of 20-plus yards, 27 yards at that for Kyle Reese, but ends in disaster.
I mean, give Kyle credit. He tried to turn nothing into something there and just about darn near made it a touchdown, and unfortunately just got a little careless with the ball security.
Butkin alone said he'll keep it over here on the near sideline, trying to get a seam. Gets one broken tackle, gets pushed out of bounds, but not before he gets a first down at the 34-yard line.
Wow.
On the 11-yard rush. So first and 10 from Chase County's 34-yard line, ball in the near hash.
Clock stops as they reset the chains, but man,
he was out of bounds.
Oh, he was out of bounds. Sorry,
but yeah, just a game of missed chances.
Yeah,
for Lebo.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. A lot of lessons come from it, but it's not lessons you necessarily want. You'd rather be learning the lessons while on top.
But the game's still not over. You have
nope.
to collect
you got a lot
yourself.
Of time.
You're still only trailing by 6, with a chance to stop Chase County and get the ball back. Butke once again, quarterback. Nice block here on the near side. We'll get him a gain of another 8. Maybe they're going to call a forward progress stop. Call it 7 yards on the rush by Butke.
Yeah, and if I'm Brody Vandergrift right now, I'm running that ball all night long. I am not throwing it until I have to. This run game is paying dividends for the Bulldogs. I mean, they got, I would say, stalled up just a little bit there at the start of the fourth quarter. Really started to pick up steam now, and it looks like it's all downhill. Barring any incident.
So second and 3 now for Chase County. Two receivers up top for Butke. Brock Griffin, the tailback, in the backfield. And a shotgun set. Could be a keeper by Butke. Runs to his left, trying to get upfield. Gets a first down into Lebo's 30-yard line for a gain of about 7 once again.
Good adjustment by Butke. He actually got cut off on the left side. He was going to swing out there, maybe try and get to the hash marks, get far on the outside, get those angles, and then it got cut off. He just cuts right up the middle, and it turned into a foot race.
And now we're going to have a penalty now for the sideline infraction. So
the bleeding
will continue. So they're actually, I don't know if they'll enforce that. So they've already given a warning that they will mark it off.
Yeah.
So a 5-yard penalty against the Wolves once again for the 11th penalty on the night. So this frustration's boiling over when they had it so close, but it's not yet over, folks.
No, there's still time.
5:45 and counting, but Chase County has regained that momentum and is looking to add some more as they're only 25 yards out in deep in Lebo territory. Shotgun snap taken by Butke. He'll keep it himself. Breaks one tackle inside the 20 now into the 18-yard line. Going to be close to the first down marker. It looked like they gave him a gain of 6 for a first down.
Chase County isn't opening up the seams and the holes that we kind of saw early on in the first and earlier on here in the second half, but they are opening up enough distance to where he's able to just pick up the yardage he needs and extend the drive enough. You know, you don't have to get it all in one bang, one foul swoop. You just have to make sure you extend the drive and keep yourself with a fresh set of downs.
First and 10 for Lebo. First and 10 for Chase County at the 20-yard line of Lebo.
Ooh.
Kind of a broken play there by Butke, and the Wolves will take advantage up front. Brock Griffin and Butke ran into each other.
Yeah.
So it'll be no gain on the play.
Yeah, Griffin, I think, zigged when he was supposed to zag and stop Budkey's momentum before he could really get it going. And with a guy like Mitch, when he starts getting those feet spinning, he really picks up some steam quick, and he's got a lot of power behind it. But bump into a guy, offset yourself by just a fraction of a second, you don't have enough time to build up the momentum, and here comes that big offensive line ready to shut you down. Or, sorry, defensive line, I should say.
So 4.5 to play, 2nd and 10 now for Chase County at Lebo's 20-yard line. Shotgun snap taken by Butke, and an excellent blitz dialed up by Kyle Reese. It was an all-out coming from the safety position. Will knock down Butke with a loss of 1 on the rush.
Great penetration there by Reese. Just blows through that offensive line. Nobody was stopping him on that one. He wanted Budke, and he got him.
So 3rd and 11 now. Under 4 to play. 2 big downs here for both of these teams.
Well, Chase County, an opportunity to possibly put this game away. Lebo, a chance to give themselves some breathing room to possibly tie it up.
We're going to have a false start.
Oh, man.
On Chase County, so push him back even more.
That is the 5th penalty here for Chase County tonight, and unfortunately comes when it counts most. I think Lebo, the Wolves, going to have a little smile on their face, as that's been their story all night long, is when it counted, is when they made those little mistakes. Now seeing it backfire on Chase County there.
But give credit to both of these centers, though. I haven't seen any of the – it's all been specialty players.
Yep.
Skill players that have been jumping off sides. It's not been any of the offensive linemen. So the good job by the centers for managing this ball game. Butke with the keeper, trying to get maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. He is tackled inbounds just shy of the 20-yard line. So bring up a 4th and 12 with 3 minutes and counting to play in this ball game.
Huge play coming up here. I cannot stress that enough. We've said that a few times, but this really is as big as it gets.
Okay, remember when they showed the pass the last time and they did the quarterback draw on that 3rd and long that had the 44-yard touchdown run by Butke earlier in the third quarter?
They
look to try and do something here, but 2:42 on the clock as they break their huddle.
To Lebo's credit, though, they're not a team that typically falls for the same trick twice.
We're going to have a timeout taken by Brody Vandegrift, the contest. 2:33 on the clock. 36-30 is our score. We'll stay right here with you. What does Vandegrift dial up to try and keep this drive alive? And they get a first down. That's most likely it, because they'll most likely, you know, get close to that end zone in a two-score game with this small amount of time will most likely be the dagger.
And any time that Chase County has been within 10 yards of that end zone, they've scored. They haven't been stopped on the goal line. They haven't been stopped 10 yards out. They're going to get in there. If you're Lebo, you have got to come hard, heavy, and fast. If I'm the Wolves, I'm talking about trying to rush Budke. You want to get in there, stop his momentum, or if he's maybe going to drop back and try to throw, we've already seen he gets flustered when he has a defender coming right at him. He doesn't really react very well. So we'll see what happens here. I'd be very surprised to see Vandegrift maybe try to run it. But, hey, you never know. That's why I'm up here.
So the Bulldogs break their huddle. Lebo breaks theirs. Huge 4th down upcoming in this ballgame. 2:33 to play in the fourth. A 6-point advantage for Chase County. A lead that they have maintained the entirety of this ballgame.
You might watch off to the left or the right side. Look maybe for Budke to throw out to the flats and see if they can get an opening right up the side.
He's got Tucker Groh and Cal Kohlmeyer up top. Lone set. 2 receivers on each side. Going in motion, Brock Griffin. Going to be a toss sweep to Brock Griffin. He's at the original line of scrimmage. Cut down. So Lebo will get the ball back as they have stopped Chase County short of a 1st down. I don't know. Is there a penalty?
I think there might have been a flag.
Looks, if it's on Chase County, that's obviously a decline. We'll see what the indication is.
I think that will be against the Bulldogs.
Holding. Or a legal block in the back on Chase County. It'll be all for naught as that's declined, and Lebo will get the ball back, trailing by 6. 2:26 to play. They'll have to go 60 yards for the score as the ball is at their own 20-yard line.
Two huge stops by the Wolves. They have held Chase County scoreless in the fourth quarter so far.
Can they redeem themselves? Just a game of missed opportunities so far, but they're given one final shot in this one. Chase County crowd coming alive, trying to will their team to hold on to this victory. Kyle and Corey, the lone backs in the backfield. The shotgun set, two receivers on each side. Going in motion is Landon Grimmett. Going to be a read option kept by Kyle Reese. He's got five. He's got 10, 15, 20. Pushed out of bounds inside Chase County territory. See where he's finally drug down at. He's drug down at the 35, so a 25-yard rush by Kyle Reese.
And the thought in his mind and everybody on the sideline was, hold the ball. The last time he broke away like that, he fumbled it after getting deep into Chase County territory.
That was their lone turnover of this contest. Yeah. So they are actually, first and 10 from Chase County's 35-yard line.
And also smart by Kyle. He made sure he was right next to the line there, got knocked out of bounds, stopped the clock, gives his team time to work.
Lebo trying to find the magic that they had back in 2019 when they stole one away from Chase County. Corey Reese, the ball carrier, met in the backfield, and he's going to be makes it back to the line of scrimmage, but stays in bounds, so clock will continue to tick. 2:05 and counting now, second and 10 from Chase County's 35-yard line. Ball will be on the far hatch.
I believe Coach Hadley still has two timeouts, or does he still have all three?
I don't think he's taken any.
That's a big...
Vandegrift has none.
Yep, that's a big, big, big...
But as we mentioned earlier, he's got an inexperienced offensive group out there that he may not be able to use a quick no-huddle offense. 1:38 in counting. Grimmett going in motion. Reese in the backfield. Going to be a play action, but he'll keep it himself. Get 5 yards on the play down to the 30-yard line.
Clock still running. 1:25 left to go. They're making up some yardage, but they're racing that clock. They have got, and there
that's
it is.
Where Hadley will take his first timeout. 1:18 left to go on this clock. 36-30 is our score. Chase County clinging to that lead of 6 points.
This is a nail biter. I think we, at the very beginning, I think we thought it might be a competitive game, but maybe not this close after Chase County really came out and set the tempo early on. Now Lebo getting that second win and really picking up steam here.
Yeah, at one point it was 28-8.
Yeah. 20-point difference.
They're midway through the second quarter. You know, and things aren't going to get any easier for Lebo or both of these teams. You know, Chase County's got a pretty strong district. You know, Lebo has some opportunities to be the district champion out of that 8-man D2 district, but they'll continue their Lyon County League slate next week with Waverly. And the last score update I got out of Waverly and Burlingame, Waverly was up 20-14. Of course, Burlingame battling with some COVID last week that canceled their Madison-Burlingame game and, some suspensions as well. So they're not 100%, but Waverly finding some strides here in their third year without Coach Hevel.
Well, and, Kansas pregame, the magazine that came out, Coach Vandegrift said that their goal this year is to take over league supremacy. They want to be the top team in the league. And a victory over Lebo, that sets a pretty good precedent for them because, again, that's a team they haven't been able to beat in the last seven matchups.
But you missed the halftime interview with Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
He said that he believes his team can run the table.
Absolutely.
So, and it's left up to him to keep that unblemished record, even though it's only one game.
Yeah.
But to keep that goal of an undefeated season alive for the Lebo Wolves. But a 3rd and 5 for the Wolves at Chase County's 30-yard line. Got two receivers here on the near side. It's like Shoemaker and Grimmett. Shotgun set by Kyle Reese. Looking to pass. Throwing deep. Scott Shoemaker. Touchdown, Lebo Wolves. A 30-yard score to Grayson Shoemaker for Kyle Reese. Ties the game at 36 apiece with 1:11 to play. They were giving him plenty of space, and Shoemaker did the rest, getting past that secondary, getting behind him, and Kyle Reese did the rest. A huge pass, doubling his passing yardage. He only had 25 yards throughout that game, and a 30-yard touchdown score to Grayson Shoemaker, his fourth reception of the game, and it couldn't have come at a bigger time. And, of course, a huge, huge two-point attempt now, and Brian Hadley is going to burn his second timeout to talk things over. So we'll see what he dials up to go for the win here.
Here's what I mentioned about Bertie Vandergrift. He has no more timeouts, so if they manage to convert on this two-point attempt, they are racing the clock. They have to make sure they stay out of bounds. They have no other way of stopping the clock.
36 all, 1:11 to play. Chase County had led the entirety of this ball game. Of course, we go back to 2019. It was a 28-26 last second victory by Lebo. Talking to Coach Hadley before the game, he was like, "I'm hoping we've got some good spirits on our side to try and replicate that success we had here a while back." Of course, Chase County, they're looking for their first win against Lebo since 2000. You know, it's a streak of six games. Of course, both of these teams went years without playing each other, with both of them, you know, one playing eight-man, the other playing 11-man, and now both of them back to eight-man. But here it is. The Wolves break their huddle. Chase County Bulldog faithful on their feet. The Lebo Wolves, a good crowd on the far sideline, on their feet. Going to be a shotgun set. Reisner, the near side receiver. Shoemaker, the far side receiver. Going in motion is Reisner. Reese rolling to his right. Going to go for the pylon. Going to be stopped short. And it will stay 36 all. So Chase County trying to get some momentum with that spot, with that stop, to try and get some heroics to try and find the end zone here in the closing seconds and minutes. But 36 all our score.
I think this is the game we were expecting to see. This really was. It's not what we thought we were going to get at the early going, but man, oh man, it's lived up to what we hoped it would be. It's a shame that one of these teams is going to lose their shot at an undefeated season, as I think both of them have the ability to do it.
So do have some score updates from around the area. Of course, we mentioned Madison and Hartford. 46-0 was that final score. Madison defeating Hartford. Opie keeps their shutout streak alive. They win 53-0 over Central Heights. Have not seen anything else go final so far. Of course, we'll try and get some more final score updates at the conclusion of this one, which, you know, been a while since I've had an overtime game in football, Tegan. I don't know. There's still a lot of time left. But the last game I called was that went to overtime, 2017. Opie in Linden.
Yeah.
Five overtime affair. So I think, you know, those five overtimes made up for the last couple of years not having it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in for a five overtime game. I'm not going to lie. If that's what it takes to decide which one of these teams keeps their undefeated season alive, I'm okay with it.
This one has been a fun one. Of course, like we said, looked like Chase County had control of this ball game. You know, of course, that's why you play to the final whistle. But they had a 20-point lead there early in that second quarter with all the momentum. And then then Lebo just kind of chipped away with it. Of course, they've had their own setbacks, or it could have been a lot sooner to see them take control of this ball game. But 36 are our score. 1:11 to play here in this fourth quarter. Kyle Reese looking to tee it up at the 30-yard line. His jersey was once white. It is no longer white. It's been a workhorse tonight for Reese. Yeah. All touchdowns that were scored for the Wolves, Reese can call to his claim. It's going to be an onside kick trying to be recovered. Someone's got to get on it, but it's going to be short. 2 yards short for Kyle Reese. And Chase County was letting it watch. Kyle Reese, the kicker, was right there. He was at where it needed to go. But the ball just kind of started rolling sideways. Got some weird English on it.
I think
that'll be it. So now.
Yeah. That's great field position for Chase County. Sometimes, hey, onside kicks, it's a gamble every single time. You can't guarantee it's going to go the distance you need it to, and you can't guarantee you're going to jump on it. And unfortunately, the gamble just didn't pay off for the Wolves, but they have held Chase County scoreless this entire fourth quarter. So they have the momentum on their side, defensively speaking, here.
Short field, though. They're 39-yard line inside Lebo territory is where Chase County takes over with zero timeouts. I would have pinned them deep. That's, you know, give Hadley credit for being aggressive. That's how you win some ball games. But a short field now for Butke and company. Going to hang his hat on his defense here for Brian Hadley and the Wolves.
And you get the playoff.
Brock Griffin going in motion. Play action pass. Butke, plenty of time. Getting some pressure from Bailey. Going to be a pass caught. Kind of towards the sideline. Looks like I can't get a number on it. Maybe Cal Kuhlmeier once again on the reception. Going to be a first down, 11-yard pass from Butke to Kuhlmeier.
And he didn't get out of bounds. The clock is still ticking. 55 seconds left to go. This is that hurry-up offense. You got to be ready. It's going to be no huddle from here on out.
Clock stopped to reset the downs, but is now ticking once again. 50, now 45. Butke dropping back to pass, looking to his right. Going to be caught by Kuhlmeier. Breaks one tackle, going for the score, but going to be knocked out of bounds.
1 yard shy.
Just shy of the pylon. 35 seconds left on the clock.
Oh, man, this Chase County crowd is coming alive. Wow.
So a 27-yard pass sets the Bulldogs up.
He got out of bounds, too, so they've got a little bit more time to breathe and kind of reset themselves for this next possible game-winning play. Look for the run.
36 all. Butke will go under center. Look for Butke to keep it. Trying to go in for the score. He
got
is
it.
In. 32 seconds to play. 42-36, Chase County retakes the lead.
Remember, though, Hadley still has that one timeout.
This was Chase County's first score since 5:54 to go in the third quarter.
That 1 yard scamper there by Budke.
So a huge two-point conversion. 30 seconds is a long time.
Yes, it is.
Left to go in this ball game. Nothing's over quite yet. Budke takes the shotgun snap, trying to get in the pylon. He is virtually untouched. So 44-36. 31 seconds left to go in this ball game. We'll take a quick 30-second break, have the ensuing kickoff, and try and catch our breaths here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Chase County saw their lead of 20 evaporate, where Lebo tied the ball game with a score that made it 36 all with 1:11 to go. They elected for an onside kick. It fell short. Gave Chase County short field, and they went 39 yards very quickly, 40 seconds, and they've retaken the lead, 44-36. Where we find ourselves here. Area Game of the Week. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Cal Kuhlmeier making his presence known. He's got some huge receptions tonight. Two of them for scores. He will do the kicking here, trying to pin the Wolves deep. Corey Reese is back. Kyle Reese is back, awaiting this kick by Kuhlmeier.
Both Kyle and Corey, speed demons with some strength, so this will be very telling. If they can get moving and get a good vision of the field, they have a good chance of at least returning this deep into Chase County territory.
Kuhlmeier's kick, kind of a line drive, going to go, actually be fielded by Corey Reese at the one-yard line. That would have been a touchback and put him at the 25 if he lets it go, but he breaks a tackle. But gets out to the 21-yard line, 6 seconds off the clock, so 25 seconds now on for this ball game.
That's still a lot of time.
Because that ball had a head of steam. That was going for the end zone, and that would have been a touchback. No time taken off.
But it's not where you want to be.
Just kind of a youth mistake. Corey, you know, one of those lone returners, but he's still only a sophomore. But 8-point deficit. Can Lebo strike magic once again? Trailing by 8. 25 seconds to go.
And a reminder, Hadley still has one timeout. So if they are able to connect and not get out of bounds, they can still stop the clock.
59 yards to pay dirt. And a 2-point conversion to follow. Corey Reese going in motion, leaving Kyle the lone shotgun set. Going deep. He's got Shoemaker, but overshoots him, and it's incomplete.
That was almost disastrous.
Looked like Cawthers had an interception, but it's knocked down by Shoemaker.
Yeah.
That was at the 25-yard line of Chase County, so a nice arm strength by Kyle Reese, but 17 seconds now on this clock.
Yeah, Grayson Shoemaker, good heads-up play. He saw that was bouncing right into the waiting hands of Coffers. He decides to just take a swipe at it and knock it away, and it paid off for him. That was a potential game-saving heads-up move.
Second and 10 for the Wolves. 59 yards to go. 17 seconds. Kyle Reese in a shotgun formation. Two receivers here on the near side, and Grimmett and Shoemaker. Plenty of space between these defenders and the receivers. Reese, plenty of time to pass. Finds Grayson Shoemaker past the first down sticks. Going to be a gain of about 17 with 10 seconds left. He'll go out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
That was a good play there by Lebo, but it was very smart by Chase County. They weren't really pressing him too much. They were trying to make sure they were covering their targets downfield. That gave him plenty of time to look for somebody, but that takes a lot of time off the clock. So that was actually pretty smart by Chase County. They weren't trying to press him too hard. They wanted him to have time so that more time comes off the clock as he's trying to find an open man. It was easier said than done.
And Hadley has taken his final timeout. 44 yards to go.
Look for Reese to drop back and possibly try and throw a bomb down the field. He has not connected for great distances so far tonight. He's done pretty well on some of the swing passes and a few pitches, but when it comes to going deep, Reese has not had a lot of success so far against Chase County.
Now, of course, that's a long way to go. There might be some trickery that's being dialed up in that huddle. And whether it be a hook and ladder or whatever it might be, but I mean,
yeah,
you must, if you're a Chase County secondary, you cannot let anybody get behind you. Keep the play in front of you.
Well, and Reese, he's one of those guys. You know, we talk about Mitch Budke and him. I said at the top of the broadcast, those two, it could turn into a track meet very quickly. And if Kyle Reese gets free and he finds a seam, he is so slippery. I mean, you have got to wrap him up. This is going to be a very telling play. This could be the last play of the game.
10 seconds to go. 44-36 our score. Chase County with the lead. Trying to hold on to this one. Improve the 2-0. Pistol set for Reese. Receiver on each side. Dropping back to pass. Actually, that's Landon Grimmett in the pass. Going to be a hook and ladder. Grimmett over to Reese. Going to be tackled in bounds. Pitched back. This ball is still alive. Trying to get some blockers. Kyle Reese will be brought down at the 30-yard line inside Chase County territory, but not where he needed to be. So our final score, Lebo did everything they could. They come back in this one, but just a little bit too many mistakes to overcome. And our final score, 44-36, Chase County improves to 2-0. Lebo now 1-1 on this young season. We'll take a quick break, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, say hello to our sponsors, and have a post-game interview with our player of the game, Mitch Budke, and his head coach, Brody Vandegrift. But the Rich Door Company post-game show is next.